Fabian. I'm from Dalby, and it's important to look after our women, look after our wives, our families.
Yeah, I'm Drew. I'm from Jindawi, and I'm just trying to get the word out there, stop domestic violence, because it's just not on.
I'm Ian from Dalby. I've got a family with all girls. I think if you're going to bash your wife, you're a mongrel, really.
Just three voices of the 200-plus crowd of mostly men at the Dalby Sale Yards on Queensland's Western Downs. Now, it's fair to say it's a male-dominated venue, but the perfect spot for a bloke's big breakfast. Organiser Senior Constable Annie Johnston says she's proud that many in her community came along.
We thought it was just an awesome coincidence that White Ribbon Day on the Wednesday was the same as Dalby Cattle Sale Day, and that this was just a great way to talk to a bunch of people that we would never normally be able to speak to. So we've got the cattlemen here, we've got their agents here, but we've also got quite a number of local businesses have sent their workers along this morning. So we've had a really good turnout, and the sale yard's just a great venue for that.
Annie Johnston, let's talk about domestic violence. How big an issue is it in Queensland?
It's a big issue. In Queensland, in everywhere in Australia, it is a massive, massive problem. And it's a problem that's been swept under the carpet and designated not my business for so long that it's become entrenched. What we're seeing now, though, is more and more people becoming aware of what is domestic violence and the fact that it is their business. It's their mothers, their sisters, their daughters that are subjected to domestic violence. One in three women. It's a horrendous figure. And by making people aware of it, they're now starting to see how it impacts the community, and we're seeing more reports of it. I don't think it's that domestic violence is going up. I think it's just that now people are actually reporting it.
In terms of what you want to come out of today, what lasting message do you want people who came to this event to take home?
I want them to be aware of what domestic violence is, how it impacts people's lives, and not stay silent.
Senior Constable Johnston says the day is a success, despite a lack of support from the White Ribbon Foundation.
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get much in the way of support from White Ribbon because Dalby is more than 50 kilometres away from their nearest White Ribbon ambassador.
Dalby not actually that far out. I mean, we're not talking hours and hours from the coast, from the metro even, from Brisbane.
No, not really. Not when you consider just how much of Queensland is west of us. I was a bit surprised by their 50-kilometre ruling.
Everyone's come nonetheless. There also is the aspect of these lovely white ribbons. Now, I see you have an official one, but the one I've got looks a bit different to that. What's the story with the white ribbons here?
When we ordered our white ribbons, we found out that they'd actually run out and didn't have enough to send us. So they said they would post us some, but being a little bit rural, we were a bit concerned about getting them by this morning because they weren't going to be able to post them until Friday afternoon. What we've done is approached our local fabric shop and our local crafting shop, and her group of ladies over the weekend have put together 300 white ribbons for us.
That's amazing. What a wonderful story of the community coming together and getting behind this event.
Absolutely. That's what I mean. It's just been a real community event. Really brought the town together. I'm so pleased.
Most blokes who came along were united in their views.
Tex Butler, down on the Weir River. This is a great idea. This about the domestic violence. It needs to be stopped. There should be more of these sort of things across Australia.
Peter Waters from Dalby. And I think, yes, we're here to support all our women, our mothers, wives, sisters, all sorts of relationships there. But it's not only physical, it could be mental abuse as well. And I think all in all, women are the quiet achievers in our community. So, yes, all the men are showing their support today. So I'm pleased to be part of it.